place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
This really scares me, Tony.
As you can see, when Big Papa Pump comes to town, all my hooches come around. But it's just a damn shame that we had to leave L.A. and come to this cesspool called Tulsa. But last night when I was kicking it in the bootio, proving that I was the daddy, that I was the king of the night. But I'm not one to brag. Madeja, Kim, why don't you tell me what it's like to be with the Purple Warrior?
The what?
Papa Pump, you're not just any man between the sheets, honey. Kim, why don't you tell him what he's really like? Oh, that's right. Big Papa Pump's not any just... He's our Superman.
You're damn straight. So this goes to all my freaks out there. Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
He's right about Tulsa, Tony. You know what you get when you spell Tulsa backwards, don't you?
I'm done. No.
No, I don't.
Think about it.
Okay.
Now, last week, I was watching TV, and I watched a 53-year-old man come out here who has more loose skin than a Shar Pei puppy come out here and say he's still the man. I seen Ric Flair, number two, the Nature Boy, come out here, who's been the butt end of all the jokes, because he's supposed to be the limousine riding, jet flying son of a gun. But I'm saying one time, you should have took a cab and used that money to fix your crooked yellow teeth. So I had to ask myself, if WCW was going to hire the Nature Boy number two, why won't they hire the Nature Boy, the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers? Now, I don't know that Buddy Rogers is dead, God rest his soul, but Ric Flair, your career is dead. And I know as he lays 6 feet under, he's still styling and profiling. Because when you used your little brain and stole his name, there's one thing you couldn't steal, and that was his class. So when you walked down that aisle last week, I know I wasn't alone, because the people at home, all they did was grab their remote, change the channel to WWF, and watch Stone Cold, a person you and your old friends got fired from here, because you're a jealous old bastard. So Ric Flair, remember this. In this wrestling business, there's never been a bigger ass-kissing, butt-sucking bastard in this business, but also in life, you're the biggest ass-kissing, backstabbing, butt-sucking bastard. And you belong where you're at in WCW, because WCW sucks. And so do you, me. I'm just going to stand right here in the NWO for life.
Bear with me, folks. I'm trying to find a comfortable position. I have to adjust this 30.
Anderson. I'm going to tell you why I'm here. Listen, Tuesday night, December 12th, 2017, episode 527 of The Rant is officially live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and so many other platforms. Live, it's Tuesday night, episode 527, as I stated. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One. Oh, there's Tony C's background. Hold on. I think that's Tony C's. Let me see here. I think that is Tony C's background. It is. Tony C, mute yourself and then unmute yourself. Let's see what happens here. And we're also being joined by the Silver One.
Good evening.
There we go. And then we've also got Dr. Doom.
What's going on?
Oh my god, and I am in a lot of pain.
I feel you.
I am in a lot of pain, and it ain't because of what's going on in Alabama.
Is your back? No. Your neck and your back?
No. I've been stricken with a severe case, it appears, of gout.
Man, you sound like you
got it. All the time, I tried to say I had it.
Huh?
All the time. Surfer done whisked it on.
But listen,
I got it.
You.
Turns out. You was projecting.
No, I was not. So let me explain what possibly could have happened here, okay? As we all know, as I told the story last week, that I was sick for 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, I really didn't eat. And so on Sunday, I decided to treat myself. And I had myself a nice churrasco dinner, skirt steak. Made it home. I grilled it. I had it with rice and beans, and that's it. And after the dinner on Sunday, my foot started hurting, and I was like, "Uh-oh, don't tell me it's gout." And I was fine on Monday morning, yesterday morning. I decided to treat myself to a Baconator. Big mistake. That damn Baconator did me in. Because I ate that Baconator at around 12, I want to say. And by 3:30, I was in pain. And it progressively got worse throughout the night. And today, I've been able to function. But right now, I am in a lot of pain. Like, I popped 4 Advils. Probably like 20 minutes before coming on the air. So we're going to see what happens with those 4 Advils. But what I need to do is get myself some celery, and I need to get myself some cherry juice, because apparently that filters the gout out, and it can take it away in 12 to 24 hours.
Tart?
Yeah, something tart, but you know, cherry juice, they said. Black cherry juice. Celery juice, celery seeds, I assume celery would work just as well. Turmeric is another thing. There's some other things there that apparently they take it away really quick. But right now I'm in a pain because I can't find a comfortable position to put my foot. So I'm struggling right now. But whatever, it is what it is. We'll do the show as long as I can tolerate it.
No Tylenol or Advil, nothing.
I just said I took 4 Advils before coming on the air.
Oh, give us time to kick in.
I got some Tylenol 3, AA, if you need some.
I know, but I took Advil all throughout the day and didn't do anything.
Got that good stuff.
I gotta see what's in this house later on, because once this Advil wears through my system at around, I guess it would be around midnight, I'm gonna have to take something a little bit stronger so I'm able to sleep. So, but right now, does it hurt like a bitch? And let me tell you,
like a mother scooter.
Oh, good lord! And it's like, if I was sitting down, I was okay. Now I'm sitting down, and nothing works, huh?
Try soaking them?
No, I haven't had the time to... Soaking doesn't work for this.
I just said.
Soaking doesn't work with this. I need an anti-inflammatory. I need to flush my system out. I need to get that excess protein out. That damn churrasco. That's what I get for trying to enjoy a little food. First time in 2 weeks. Ugh, sucks. I don't wish gout upon anybody. Choppy had gout recently, and he was miserable. But, my goodness. Was once known as the rich man's disease. Well, I ain't rich, so... But, Jesus Christ. I know surfers had the gout.
I don't get gout. Let's pretend I don't know. What is gout?
Gout is when protein builds up in your system, and ultimately what it does is the proteins crystallize, and for whatever reason, it collects in your foot. And I don't know why it collects in your foot.
But in your feet.
It collects in your feet, and it hurts like hell. I need like a lot of water. I need to piss 24/7, but you know, I haven't been pissing that much. I think I've peed maybe 3 or 4 times today, but that's only because I'm forcing the water in me. But it's like the amount I'm putting in is not coming out. You know,
I was gonna come out probably in the middle of the night.
I hope so.
Gonna go come out rough.
No, it won't come out.
You'll be like Austin Powers.
You know what? Exactly. I don't care if I had to sit or stand for 20 minutes pissing. If it means that my gout goes away, I don't care. But I should have gotten my hands on some cherry juice. Apparently, that's a surefire way to get it.
You got any Capri Suns?
That doesn't work. That doesn't work. But whatever. Let's go around the room and see what's going on.
Sorry. You know you could do what you used to do is do a remote and broadcast while you go to the store.
Okay, so Surfer. Let's backtrack and talk about what I just said.
He can't walk.
I can't walk. I'm in a lot of pain. So what do you want me to do? Send an Uber driver to get me the cherry juice?
Yep.
Yeah, you can do that.
Uber Eats doesn't cover the supermarket. I'd have to call Postmates. Oh, man. Besides, I already had food delivered today. Like, I had my lunch delivered. No meat, of course. I had a grilled chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, meat. And then chicken meat.
Yeah, but we're talking red meat specifically.
Oh, okay.
They need a steak and potatoes.
Yeah. And so I had a chicken Caesar salad, and, you know, I paid for a $10 salad, I paid $22 because with tip and delivery fee, these places rob you, you know? And I had no alternative because I had to do it. So I'm not about to spend another $20 on maybe a $5 bottle of juice. Oh, I've already spent enough on medicines and all sorts of crap. Things I'm not going to talk about just yet. But yeah, I mean, it is brutal, man. And to the point that I thought maybe if I had my shoe on, it would help, and it didn't. So at work, I took my shoe off, and maybe I should take my sock off now. I don't know. Maybe that's...
You should. Did you take your pants off? I mean, you just get comfortable.
No, but I hobbled around with one shoe on today at work. So I've got one foot with a sock, or one foot that has shoe on, and the other foot is black because of the office floor.
Whoa.
Got a dirty foot.
Oh.
Old lady looking like a hood. Like a hood chick.
And I got myself a cane here in case I need to get up and hobble somewhere, but this cane I don't think is going to help me too much.
Does it got a sword in there?
Does it have what?
A sword.
No, it doesn't. It does not, unfortunately. But that's what's going on here. Gout. Brutal. I don't wish this upon anybody. This is my second time I've had it in the 10 years I've been doing this show. And the first time I went to the doctor, they prescribed me something. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I'm trying to take the sock off. Hold on. And the first time it worked. I don't remember how long it worked, but it worked like a charm. Oh. Okay, I took the sock off. Let me look at my foot. My foot is swollen, that's for sure. Ooh. Look at that. That's terrible. Alright. Alright, let's go around the room, see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. That would say hello to Tony C. Tony C's not suffering from gout.
No.
Suffering from other things.
Come back. Exactly. I'm hanging in there, man. Everything, you know, catching up on all this government stuff.
I know. You're waiting to see what happens in Alabama, which...
With bated breath.
It's already, you know...
Not looking good.
It's already been predetermined, you know, like predetermined. I mean, let me see here. There's a gout drop here somewhere. Hold on.
Holden. Yeah, me for a week. You remember that? You were out.
Let me see.
You remember that?
Hold on.
Son of a bitch. That's what fuck. You're right. You know, I punched him.
Hold on.
He tried to crotch, and I'm saying, what? Red night. He's trying to the left kid.
Oh, there we go.
A what? I got a little, you know? A what? I got a little bit of gout in my, running down my left tit there. You know, that's enough.
Okay. Anyways, you don't get gout in your tits, by the way. And it's primarily a male thing. Women barely get gout. For a woman to get gout,
and double some, I love that promo, that opening promo, too. I appreciate
the Scott Steiner promo?
Speaking of Scott Steiner, did you hear what a couple weeks ago what Tony Schiavone said, what he did to Chip Burnham?
No, I did not. I haven't listened to the show in a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
What did Tony Schiavone do to Chip
Burnham? Tied up Chip Burnham. And you thought what Macho Man did to him was wrong? The Steiner brothers tied him up and was shoving crowns up his ass.
Crayons?
Backstage. Crowns, yeah.
Like Crayolas?
Crayon?
Yeah.
Crayolas.
Yeah, Crayolas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, poor
you
Chip
struggled through. He struggled through that promo. But I love him. I love Big Papa Pump. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame too, just for that character right there. Not Scotty Steiner. Big Papa Pump.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy.
For real, man.
Biggie is throwing pancakes at Byron Saxton. Just let everybody know that. But go ahead, Tony C.
I don't know if you had the line of the last night that I sent you from the future senator in Alabama.
Oh.
His wife.
His wife.
His wife. Man.
Yeah.
Almost died laughing last night. And if you haven't heard this lady
talking,
she takes you back.
Takes you back about 200 years.
I'm surprised you didn't say, we don't hate Mexicans. We let them work on our lawn.
Hold on, let me see.
No, that would have been too. That would have been too far.
What's her name?
Something Moore. Kayla Moore. I think
it's Kayla Moore.
And she got a black. She got a sister first name, Kayla. I think.
Yeah. Let me see here.
news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew. We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
But one more time, backtrack.
One of our attorneys is a Jew.
They forgot to mention their banker.
That's a drop right there, though. But you got to isolate. You got to isolate that one.
Hey. One of our attorneys is a Jew.
Okay.
Oh my God, Joe.
This country's falling apart, man.
And let me tell you, I've had some of the best laughs in within the past month with this whole Alabama thing. Mm-hmm. Watching CNN and MSNBC. They talk about black people back in the day. You bring them on for certain things, and we sound kind of ignorant. Mm-hmm. But Alabama then took this thing to a whole.
Oh, they take the cake.
This is the result of decades of them cutting education, and then people just getting stupider and stupider.
I don't know what it is.
I don't think it's that, Surfer.
Hold on, Surfer.
I don't think that's that.
You damn Northerners.
I think it's
here sitting on a Southern.
I think it's part of the. I think it's something in the water.
No, it's the South.
I live in the South, Surfer.
I think it's the water.
The South is worse. It is.
Is it? Because I've heard some people up north dumb as bricks.
Hey, true. It's everywhere.
That's
but,
Trump.
Yeah,
come on now.
45 dumb as a box of rocks. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting tired of y'all talking trash about the South, all right?
This ain't got nothing to do with it. That's not a South thing. That's an Alabama thing. So this is an Alabama epidemic. I'm not going to let you.
How do you vote for a pedophile?
I don't know, Surfer.
These people are talking about family values.
How do we vote for how do we vote for a president that is misogynistic and has assaulted women and things like that?
Because he blew the racist dog whistle and it came a running.
Listen, I will never go back to the state of Alabama a day in my life. I'm sorry. I ain't even passing through there. And I have relatives on my mother's side. I'm protesting. They ain't going. I'm sorry.
It's not
going
to be safe.
Alabama. I can't do it.
Probably
they're going to pass. They still probably believe in lynching.
They're probably going to pass laws that make dating 14-year-olds legal.
That's gonna be the first rule. First piece of business.
Did y'all see the interview? They was asking people.
Focus group thing.
Yes, the guy.
Yeah. Said, focus group man said.
Plenty of people got married at 14, had kids by 15. It's 40 years ago. If a district attorney hit on a 14-year-old daughter, most parents would have been proud.
So, you make a point. My grandma got married at 14, Surfer.
Okay.
Different time.
No, hey,
did she get married to another 14-year-old?
I think he was like 18, my grandfather. I'm just saying.
Not 32.
Listen, yeah. I would understand there was a different time where people could get married early.
That happened a couple years ago. What was it? Courtney Stein was 16 when she married a dude from
right though, yo.
I know it ain't.
And you could go get jobs at teenagers, but things have changed. Laws have changed. And a 32-year-old hitting on a 14-year-old, this is not right in any time. Okay,
I'm gonna tell you right now. I got a 14-year-old sister. If a 32-year-old come anywhere near, I'm going to kill some bit. I'm just telling you right now.
Bad back and all.
For real. I got one shot left.
he's got one left in him.
What kind of man is that make you?
I'm just telling you like that.
If you can't get somebody your own age, you have to go after a child.
Well, listen,
don't know
any better. I'm not trying to play
right.
devil's advocate.
And he needs to be thrown under the jail. He should have been thrown under the jail.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but let's just throw a hypothetical out there. That what if just something happened? Just not, and I'm not talking about in an assaulting way. I'm talking about what if they met, they felt something for each other, and then that's it. I'm not saying that
they should
right.
be meeting because a 14-year-old and 13-year-old should be nowhere around each other.
But what if they're at the mall?
The same maturity level.
But what if they're at the mall?
They're not even running in the same circle.
I get it, but what if they're at the mall?
Let me go to AA's defense. In Europe and Germany.
That's Europe and Germany. We ain't
but,
over there.
Okay, well, in some states it's different. But again, you know, I remember in high school you had young girls. They used to sneak into the clubs and stuff at 16 or 17.
That when I was growing up too. Okay. That don't mean you're supposed to hit on them.
Exactly. Once you find out, this something nasty, something was staying with them. Once you find out how old he was,
you know, I went out to a club with a couple friends of mine, and they started hitting on these two girls, and they were underage. And they almost paid the price for it. And I think one of them
got a call.
Might have got one of them knocked up and had to take care of it.
Okay, real quick, I just want to update everybody what's going on. I'm laying down in bed, so if for whatever reason somebody calls and I don't answer, that's what's going on. So just bear with me while I'm laying down because I got to put my foot up. It's bothering me a little too much. Anyways, continue, guys.
You know, look, it's not right. Things may have been different back then. They didn't make it right back then as opposed to now. And just now we know better.
No, but the issue is that they're playing it off like there was nothing wrong with it. That even if
he was known for hitting on young girls at malls, they kicked him out of a mall.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then we go to this offense also. That the lead accuser just came out and said that she forced stuff in the
notebook. No, she said she added to what he said, he wrote it now.
Okay, so that don't seem suspicious? I'm just saying.
No. Because it's 9 other ones.
Okay.
Everybody ain't lying.
Okay. I'm just saying with the lead one.
Let me ask you this. If that was your daughter... And she was.
First of all, my kids ain't gonna be around dudes like that. That's the first thing.
But let's hypothetically say she was. Would you believe her?
I believe my daughter, but again, I'm gonna nip that in the bud and not wait 40 years.
That part, yes.
But you can't put a time limit on abuse,
no,
bro.
Well, I'm just saying, as soon as I heard something happen, I'm not gonna wait 40 years.
But. The people still, you can't give them a time limit. Yes, yeah, statute of limitations on charging somebody with a crime, but you can't say you got to deal with, you know, pedophilia by this age or
I think that there should be
a statute.
There should be a statute of when
it,
you
it
come
is
out.
A statute.
No. What I'm saying is that I don't know how to explain it. But
people live with that all their life. Some people go to their grave.
I think
being touched.
I do get that, but I think also there comes a certain point that if you didn't come out with it in 20 years,
10 years,
even 20, 40 is pushing it. You know,
you can put.
There's no evidence. It's just hearsay.
You can't put time on it.
If I tell you
40 years is 40. I mean, listen.
If your daughter tell you a nasty motherfucker try to touch you, don't need no evidence.
When people do come out, then they're discredited. Nobody wants to believe them. They want to.
Exactly, because it took 20 years. You can't tell me how to deal with this.
This is the fairness thing. You remember Gary Condit, right? With the whole Shonda Levy thing. They drug that dude's name through the mud because he had an extramarital affair. Don't only find out that somebody else killed the girl. They ruined that dude's life. You got to look at it.
pedophilia, man. Okay. We talk about pedophilia.
I would like to have, sure. Before I hang somebody, I like to have concrete evidence. All right.
That's children don't make up stuff like that.
No, they don't. But I think here's the thing: there should be a limit to a point where you can just come forward. Because if somebody did something to me in 1992 or whatever, I can't come out. You know, let's say 1992, I was 10. Okay, so let's say in 2050. I come out and I say, well, this happened, you know. In 2050,
water running for office.
Exactly. In 2050, I'm going to be 68 years old.
Because it lets you know the type of person you finna elect, though.
He was a divorce lawyer, too. So, like I said, you had opportune time. If this guy did this thing, and this is what kills me, why do you wait?
So basically what y'all saying is, damn what the person did, they a creep.
He's a creep. I'm not defending him at all. He's a creep. There's just too much running against him. But I think also, let's say it's one or two incidences, and it comes out and it's 30, 40, 50 years have passed. I mean, at what point, you know, do you just say, Why are you doing it? Why did you wait? I would question it. Why'd you wait?
The question is, why did you touch this person?
No, that is the question. Yeah. But I would question the others.
Well, why are you waiting?
Because I had to process and deal with it. Y'all can't put no time to go this nasty month.
I think
month.
You can. I
Bump
think,
all that. He listen, touched me, listen, and y'all for to try to give him a job around other people.
This is not 1977. This is 2017. You know,
it's young girls gonna be working that on the hill. And what y'all gonna say? Don't be
I get that, but Tony C, in 1977 you didn't open your mouth. But in 2017, people are opening their mouth for stuff that happened in the 70s and 80s and all that stuff because now they can be more vocal. What I'm saying is, going forward, there should be no excuse
for you holding stuff like Matt Lauer's thing.
Exactly.
He had a damn button to lock you in and did stuff. So why are grown women holding their mouths shut?
Because if you're getting assaulted by somebody famous, regardless of whether they're a celebrity or a politician, all it takes is one accusation and their name will be traced through the mud like you wouldn't believe. In 2017, if we go back in time 40 years ago and you brought this up in 1977, this would not be a...
Because that was a different time.
It was a different time. That's what I'm saying. Now, I think that if in 20 years somebody comes out and says, well, 10 years ago, so-and-so touched me. I'm like, well, why'd you wait? What was the purpose of
waiting? Because I had to process and deal. There ain't no time. Bro,
I think now there's enough out there in this world, okay? And there's enough evidence. I mean, you could say what you will. Kids are watching what's going on in the news, so they see that all this crap is going on. It's hard to avoid. I would venture to say that now there should be no excuse from holding it in and processing it. I'd say if something happens, you report it right away. Exactly. Because if you're gonna ruin somebody's life, why wouldn't you?
They
just
ruin that person's life.
No. But listen to what I'm gonna say. If you're gonna ruin this famous person's life,
you need to why bring not, formal charges.
Exactly, and really ruin their life. Put them in jail. Do this.
You get threatened?
Huh?
Exactly. You don't know behind the scenes.
You're looking to happen.
I know there could be things happen behind the scene, but in today's, we're not dealing with the mafia.
Oh yeah, like,
hey man, I ain't
never said that's not that. With the Kevin Spacey, did you hear anybody trying to bring up any charges against him?
No.
And they,
no,
they just want you to admit what you did.
Exactly.
No, damn, admit it. If you rape the kid, he needs to go to jail.
Look what happened this week. Another one was revealed. Mario Batali. Okay?
It was some football players, Marshall Faulk and all them over at NFL Network.
I'll talk to you about that one offline.
But look at the situation with Mario Batali. He came out from the very beginning and said, yep, it's true. Okay, so now what? What's going to happen to Mario? Apparently, these things happened recently. I haven't heard anything about Mario Batali being charged with anything.
Who is Mario Batali?
He's a celebrity chef.
Celebrity chef.
The chef dude. Yeah, he stepped down from his show, though.
He stepped down from his show and his restaurants.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, I say all that to say, if Alabama sent this guy up there, and then he mess around and touch on the girl up there, and then she come out, then what? Now y'all getting what y'all want. You see what I'm saying? You putting this, because this young girl's up there working all the time.
No, of course not. I agree with you 100%.
That's everybody up there. I almost said that they paid, what, $25 million in hush money. I like to know whose people they paid the money to. Is that my taxpayer money getting paid for some dude to touch women and sexually harass them? Like, hey, come here, baby.
You know, Al Franken is going to resign in January. You know, he had that press conference, what, 2 weeks ago? Where he said, I'm resigning while the president is sitting, having admitted on a tape that he assaulted women, you know, and all these things, and a pedophile is being elected into office. You know what? We're living in some very unusual times.
Yeah, because now they can just accuse you without no evidence. And like I said, it needs to go to court.
Hold on. Who's been accused without evidence, though?
I'm talking about people just in general. Okay. Have a trial. If it's found guilty, then you go there. But like I said,
but I'm trying to figure out who's been accused without evidence.
I think so far,
Al Franken's got pictures. So
Al Franken's got pictures, but I think the only one that I think that doesn't actually, I haven't seen evidence, has been Kevin Spacey. That's the only one I haven't seen evidence. It's all been accusation.
Well, they need to produce that. But 45 on tape.
That's what they need to go to.
The women saying he's grabbing it. And then this nasty son of a bitch been banned from the mall and people. And there ain't even no secret up there, Alabama, how nasty he is. And they finna send him to the White House. Man, please.
Because he says he's a God-fearing person. And that's all they hear. And they think abortion is the most important thing to vote for. So it doesn't matter how corrupt they are, how bad the country is going down the tube. As long as you're against abortion, then you're our guy.
The thing about it, the question should have been asked, okay, since y'all love him so much, let him date your 14-year-old daughter or granddaughter now then. Would you say then?
That one guy in that panel seemed like he wouldn't have had a problem. Probably wish he could have did it himself.
Would have been all game.
It would surprise me.
Hicks. And see this, and then what really made me mad is when these backwood redneck hillbillies get offended when people try to talk down to them and stuff like that. It's because of stuff, situations like this. Bro, y'all said the pedophile. y'all vote for a pedophile. So of course we go think y'all stupid and slow. Which way did he go? And I really know, based on if this thing fall go through, what Scott Steiner was talking about, where he used to call it white trash. And this is a white, that's a white trash bitch right now. You can't put this on us colors, on the colors. We coming. This is all on y'all. Ain't got nothing to do with us. Nothing. So, I just want to say, Scott Steiner, I understand what you was talking about. You was talking about DDP and stuff like that. Just saying.
This margin is just getting bigger and bigger.
he's going to get elected. Yeah. But that doesn't.
He's going to get elected.
That doesn't, you know.
The issue, that says a lot about Alabama.
The problem here, yeah, exactly. That's what the problem is.
That's what
the problem is. You know, because there's people on video, there's people on video that are just screaming like, "I'm gonna vote for Roy Moore because he's, you know, gonna help save the state and this and that and the other thing and
the same twang in their voice
exactly."
Too.
And it's like, okay, and what about everything else that's going on with him? What? You know, that's kind of like they're oblivious to what's going on. They're blind.
Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is when we start insulting them and calling them hillbillies and all that, they can't get mad. Because y'all still stuck in the 1960s.
Right,
it's okay to mess with kids, bro. It's never going to be okay for that.
Roy Moore
is a good person. He's a God-fearing man.
You should never. When it comes to voting, you should never be, "I'm only going to vote for one party," period. You need to look at who's the better candidate. Now, in this day and age, voting Republican may not be the wisest thing to do.
But tonight.
If the Democrat is not. You know, if he was the pedophile instead of Republican, then, you know.
It'd be the same shit.
Yeah,
you wouldn't hear
about it.
I know you'd
be the same shit. It'd be the same shit. And actually, he'd probably get it a lot worse.
It'd be worse.
I wouldn't vote for the pedophile.
You wouldn't know about it because that shit wouldn't have came out.
I wouldn't either, but, you know,
everything comes to light.
And later, after the fact. Like I said, I would like to be like no dirty politics. And I would like, if something come out, it come out early. And not, in November when it's time to vote.
And here's
because
people have shown
October.
If you drop information early enough, they forget it. Like that when that Trump tape came out.
That was like two or three weeks before the election.
It was more than that, but
it was right before one of the debates. Dropped.
Yet, come November, he wins.
I think what it is that
it's a bunch of nasty motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all some real life stuff.
I think another thing that's sad about the whole thing. Is that whether he's an idiot or not, and we all know he is, the fact that Trump has gone on there and endorsed him means that he condones the behavior.
Exactly. And I just want
to... Because I don't remember, but has Trump ever come out and apologized for anything that he was accused of?
No.
The acts of Hollywood, chief.
Did he apologize for that?
Yeah, I think he apologized because he got caught.
He didn't apologize,
but he didn't know he was being recorded.
Out there. He said that's when he said it was locker room talk.
Oh, okay.
But the bottom line,
that he was going to sue them.
Man, you know he ain't going to sue them because he did that shit. Mm-hmm. But. It just make you realize, man, it's some nasty people in this world, bro.
He admitted on Howard that he used to go backstage during those pageants and walk in the locker room while they getting
like
dressed.
Like an old pervert.
Somebody, he has the right to do it. And then when somebody...
That happens all the time at fashion shows and pageants, surfer.
No.
Bro, that don't make it right.
That doesn't happen.
I mean, no. Okay, so
Do you think Vince is walking into the Divas locker room?
No,
on Raw.
It's not a locker room in the back. It's like they're getting changed out there in the open.
But why are you in there?
You've never seen a fashion show.
They get changed.
Why are you back there? If the women if you know they're naked and stuff, why are you back there?
No, a lot of times they're in various dresses.
Don't compare fashion runway to a beauty pageant.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out why you back there. Because you nasty. You want to see that. You want to be nasty.
Yeah, you should be watching the show.
Exactly. Not only that, you should let them ladies get dressed. You violating they area. Okay. But bottom line is, yeah, there's some nasty people. There's some nasty dudes in this world, yo. I'm just glad I was blessed not to have that mindset. Cause I just don't understand how you can just treat women this way. You know what I'm saying? There's too many women in the world for you to be trying to touch on them and just like, bro, somebody give you some, you know, they'll give you some ass. Or why you got to force yourself on them and be naked in the office and put your dick on the keyboard?
It's about power.
Grab them by the pussy in the furniture store, kiss them, force them, and give them sex toys as gifts. These some nasty motherfuckers, I tell you what.
A lot of people, they can't. The power gets to them.
I guess that's what it does.
Here's the thing: you could have all these fantasies and do all these dirty things as a private citizen. You know, you're not in the public eye. You're not this. You're not that. And there's a good chance that you are not going to get caught, or you do, and you know it's a minor thing, and it's. You know, the thing will blow over fairly quickly. When you're a celebrity, and when you're not a celebrity, you got to work 10 times hard to accomplish those things. But when you're a celebrity, you don't have to work as hard because the power has gone to your head, and it just comes naturally to you to do something dirty, regardless of what it is.
Okay, in 2020 or 2019, when The Rock and John Cena run for president or vice president.
Trish Stratus is going real.
Who's going to come out? Trish Stratus.
Melina will come out on John Cena. Melina will probably come out. Maybe Lillian. Lillian will come out. Because, you know, The Rock always had those double entendres with Lillian.
Trish Stratus, that rumor affair. Whoa,
Mickey James gonna come out with the bastard baby. We know that.
And the NWA Stephanie. World Champion, Magnus.
The Rock. Yeah.
Because The Rock got to run. Mm-hmm. He has to run. Now, who's running mate gonna be? I don't know.
Better not be Batista.
The Rock already.
He just had another baby too.
The Rock. Didn't you see when The Rock was on TV? All he picked his running mate. It's Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was on Saturday Night Live. He did say that. Either way, Vince is going to be torn in 2020. Because he, you know, 45 is boy, but then, you know, he got to back Dwayne. So.
Yeah, but I don't think Trump I doubt Trump will run again. Because you know what it is? This job is too complicated.
I'm going to sit at home and tweet all day.
And eat my McDonald's, right. And that's it.
Somebody said he got too much time on there because he's on Twitter. He said Obama was never on Twitter and stuff like that.
Which is true.
That may be on the golf course and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Well, he tweets a lot. You know, because he tweets in the morning, but still.
And you know, old people, I noticed something about old, like, when you get up at age, like, 60, 70, you be up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You don't sleep as much.
See, I think he tweets because he's taking long shits, and while he's shitting.
That could be it, too. That could be it.
Because you got to get rid of all them Big Macs. And
quarter pounders.
Quarter pound KFC and 12 Diet Cokes he be drinking.
He be straining. That's why the shit just come out crazy. Sounding crazy by the time he's done.
And shout out to his dentures who almost came out his mouth last week. Did he just... Did them dentures just almost slide out? I be looking at him like, God damn, we just, this is what we didn't come to. Mm-hmm. Really, man.
Yep.
This son of a bitch can't even keep his teeth in his mouth. I'd rather have Vince up there. We're gonna have, at least Vince can keep his faculties and, you know, stay on topic. This son of a bitch can't keep his teeth in his mouth. One time his wife was like, if you, I know the small things about him. Like, Melania was in the shot. She seen that camera, man. She ducked out there so fast. Like, I ain't trying to be in the shot with this one. I'm out of here. And his wife don't even like him. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, she probably's like, shit, I can't divorce him.
Trapped.
She's trapped, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Because she don't want to be first lady. It's evident she doesn't want the job.
Yeah, his first wife said she's first lady.
She married him for the money, not for being a wife.
Of course.
That's a lot of women.
What's his first wife, first wife name?
Ivana.
Ivana, yeah. She came out and said she's the first lady. She the first lady.
Well, that's true.
God damn it.
Jesus.
I don't want to hear nothing about these guys in Alabama after they do this crap. They pull this stunt.
Well, I heard this.
I told you where I'm going to go. I told you we were going to do it. We're going to pull out.
I heard there's voter suppression going on.
We don't care about none of that, boy.
They're gonna celebrate.
We don't care about none of that.
They're going to celebrate by having a big illegal orgy.
That's right. We need all the 14-year-old girls to report to the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Forrest Gump talking something. Oh, my God, yo. Then set the human race back. Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. And to think WCW used to frequent Alabama. Beautiful Bobby, you should have came out and spoke.
Who knows what Bobby did?
Turnout.
Who knows what Bobby did? Not trying to disparage Bobby, but who knows?
We needed Bobby to speak up. Say something.
Well,
this ain't right.
There's one thing we can say on a positive. None of these girls was his cousin.
That's the only stereotype left.
And who knows? Maybe there is a cousin out there, but at that point, maybe it was maybe exactly. it was consensual. You know.
Dudley, can you get that drop from his wife one more time?
I'm in bed, Tony. See, I can't access it right now. So.
Oh damn.
But I'll play it later.
Oh, you charging up for the Roy Moore celebration?
I'm trying.
Roy Moore and his running mate R. Kelly.
Jeez.
We like to thank Robert for getting all the entertainment for the night. And we're gonna have a bounce house.
Oh God.
We're gonna have Dora the Explorer bags at the celebration. Free Dora book bag giveaways. That nasty son of a bitch called a girl out the trig class. That's a nasty son of a bitch. You called a girl out of trig. Yeah, this is Roy Moore. Hmm. What are you doing? I'm in school. What are you doing? Talking to you. Think we can meet at the mall later? Food court? You know? Grab a little Dairy Queen or something.
Orange Julius.
I treat you to a hot dog in a soda.
Hot dog on a stick, maybe. I can show you my tighty whities.
Damn, my cowboy hat.
this son of a bitch rolled up to the damn voting thing. Him and his wife on horses.
You know, you're joking. I had a friend. He was on one of those. He tried one of those datelines, right? Uh-huh. Telling me that he was talking to this girl, And he asked her, so what would you like to go for a date? She said, we can go to the arcade and then go to McDonald's. And he instantly knew who he was talking to at that point.
He knew it was a little kid?
Yeah, he knew it was a teenage girl.
She could be 18, 19. What year was this surfer?
This was when those dialing hotline things were popular.
So it's like when they still had arcades and people actually went out to dates to them.
Like Daniel LaRusso and what's the girl name?
When you're a teenager and they're a teenager, going to the arcade as a date makes sense. You're a grown man.
I took my wife.
Time out. Let me finish. When you're a grown man, you don't take a girl to the arcade for your first date.
No, that's
true. Why not?
Peruse the mall.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
I think I know where Doom might be going with this. If you go to Dave and Buster's, it's a little bit different.
That's different.
No. I'm asking what era, because if it was in the early '90s, there were no Dave and Buster's, and people went to the arcade.
I don't know about that.
Somebody for a while, you go hang out at the arcade. You just meet somebody at
That's a public place, though, sir, for the arcade.
You meet somebody for the first time, you get their number, you call, you talk to them. You don't take them on your first date to the arcade.
Why not? So you can't go to the arcade and play games stuff for animals and get something to eat. Why not? That's a public place. You might feel comfortable, sir.
It shows where you're...
That ain't my cup of tea. I'll take them...
No, I'm just saying, but y'all not getting... Guess what I'm saying? If she wants to meet in a public place...
Public places are fine, but not the arcade on a first date. You're trying to get to know somebody.
I don't get you, sir.
Take them to Chuck E. Cheese and play some games and get a good pizza while you're there, too. Chuck E. Cheese got some good pizza. I don't give a damn what nobody said.
Afterwards, you're going to take him to McDonald's to eat.
Y'all can be broke.
Let me tell you something. JJ went to McDonald's on his dates all the time. Okay? He went out, had a Big Mac.
That was the 70s when McDonald's wasn't as frequent as it is now.
So, you still ain't answered the question.
Did you take anybody to McDonald's on a date, surfer, in the 70s?
This was when arcades were around.
Okay, so that was mid-90s to the 80s. That changes a lot of things, surfer. This ain't like 2005 when there were no arcades. In the 80s, the arcade was a hangout spot.
2005.
The pinball.
So, you won your first date to an arcade?
I used to take dates to Chuck E. Cheese to the movies all the damn time, all right?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Hold on. This is before, I went to the military and stuff when I was a teenager, all right?
Oh, you was a teenager. I'm not talking about when you're a teenager. I'm talking about as a grown adult.
Hey, I didn't even take him out on date surfing. It was to the room. Boom, boom, and that was it, all right? I didn't have time for all that, all right?
If you just go out and enjoy yourself, okay.
I wanted to enjoy myself. I was at a different place in my life during that time. I'm a man.
Just born, so that's cool.
I was living my Ric Flair gimmick back then, limousine ride.
I just want to know if R. Kelly endorsed Roy Moore. We'll be surprised if we find that out later on.
Nah. R. Kelly's too busy doing other things.
His
house got robbed.
They took all his dungeon stuff. Oh,
God.
He deleted the Dungeon of Doom.
Nasty bastards.
Tell ya, we're living some interesting times.
Yeah.
Are we?
I got something very interesting. I was hinting at something with your AA in my conversation.
Okay.
you know, Star Wars is coming out soon. So
on Friday. Surfer's already got his day cleared.
I got mine too, but I think I just won up everybody on the network. Well, around here they have this martial arts studio. Mm-hmm. This is called Saber X Classes. Mm-hmm. So they basically teach you how to fight with lightsabers. So I've been taking that the last couple weeks. So I've been training to become a Sith.
Oh boy. Well,
yeah.
I don't know, Surfer. Do you know how to use a lightsaber?
No, because they don't exist.
The one I got that I paid $200 does.
Yeah, okay. Hey, enjoy it. It's fun.
So when is Surfer going to see Star Wars?
He's already seen it.
No, but when
Thursday. Are
you? You're going to see it on 6 Thursday. PM. 6 p.m. on Thursday.
You haven't seen it
free yet? You haven't seen it free yet?
No, they're not screening that for the public because people will go see it regardless.
Okay. So you're going to see it Thursday at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see Ferdinand yet?
No, I did not.
Are you worried about Ferdinand?
I was told it was okay.
It'll be on DVD in a couple weeks.
Are you concerned that John Cena was nominated for 2 Golden Globes? Or the movie was, at least.
The movie was. He was nominated for voice actor or something?
I think so, yeah.
Or was it like
he's no Tiffany Haddish, but yeah, alright. If he got nominated, I know she's going to get nominated for something.
She I'm like Nikki Bella.
She didn't get nominated for anything.
That's a damn shame. That girl had a tremendous year.
You really think they're going to nominate a movie with an all-black female cast?
Didn't they do that for Waiting Exhale?
Yeah, that was different, though. That was a Terry McMoore.
Terry McMillan? What the hell is this? What the hell is
Moore? He got Roy Moore to see
it. Terry McMoore, hashtag. That's if Terry McMillan and Roy Moore had a baby.
Did it win anything?
What did win?
Wait, Exhale.
I don't know.
Hell if I know.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, sir.
It should have.
It didn't.
I bet you got your clothes burned up just like Bernadine did, huh, man? You ever got your clothes burned up, sir?
No. Singing that song.
I'm not going to cry in the background. Yep.
The Allstate guy, he got his upcoming in that movie.
Poor Nakamura getting screwed by Daniel Bryan.
Listen, Daniel Bryan finna be the biggest heel turn since April the 7th, 2001.
Oh, it's gonna be
about 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh man, I was flipping over.
Daniel Bryan. Heel.
Why not?
They need another heel on SmackDown.
Well, the rumor is that it's going to be Shane, but I don't know how that's going to play out.
That Shane going to turn heel?
Shane is going to be the one that turns.
Is he going to beat the hell out of Daniel Bryan? I mean, if we're going
to
do a heel
They're trying to set up a match between Daniel and Shane. And there's still, you know, conflicting reports on whether or not Daniel will ever get cleared by the WWE because he's been cleared by every other doctor. So
couldn't he sign a whole harmless? That who signed that whole harmless back in the day?
Oh, Rick Rude.
Triple H. No, Triple H made somebody sign.
Shawn Michaels.
Yep, yeah, that's what it
was. I mean, but this is how they got to do it, man.
Shane
got to leave. Daniel Bryan left dead, man. We need a good ass whipping to make this heel turn. He just can't beat him down. He got to open him up.
There's never going to be a good 2001 Stone Cold on the Hardy, Triple H on the Hardy Boys beatdown, I think, ever again. That was epic. I was watching that earlier today. And it's the climate we lived in, we living in now. If Stone Cold would have tried to beat they try to do that now, Vince will get boycotted.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
But back in 01, no, they beat the hell out of, he beat the hell out of Lita with that damn chair. I'm sorry. And was not, and was stiff with it. So imagine if that happened today. Huh. Brie Bella get the hell beat out of her.
Ooh, by yeah. The chair.
I mean, that'll be entertaining television. Don't get me
and
wrong.
And Nikki come running down.
And double, I heard a rumor, Double A, that please confirm this, that possibly Brock and...
No, that's been debunked.
Brock and Boomin, that's been debunked.
Oh, I thought you were going with Brock and Sly Stallone.
Oh.
That Brock was going to be Drago's son in the upcoming Creed sequel.
And, oh, he was go. Brock Lesnar was gonna play Drago's son.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's been debunked though, because Stallone only did it to get attention, because he apparently announced, I don't know if it was today or he's gonna announce tomorrow, the director for the film. So.
Oh my God, that would have been hilarious.
I don't know how it would have worked, but okay.
And Steve Colbert said it. We already see how the rest of that movie going to play out, man. It's Rocky IV all over again.
Yeah, but who does Drago's son take out?
Apollo's son. Oh, you mean before he gets to Apollo's
son? Yeah.
Rocky, real son. Stage Stallone.
Sage Stallone. Well, he's gone already. He's gone already, but still. Oh yeah, he died a few years ago.
No, the one playing Robin?
Yeah, he died probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Double A, you lying.
I'm not lying.
Who the hell killed Robin? That fat kid that beat him up for the coke.
He OD'd. Apparently he was living in like solitude, and they found him in his apartment, and his apartment was full of garbage. And everything, he just wanted to live like a life of solitude, and he did.
He wanted to live how they live when they lost all the money, much.
Mm-hmm. So
damn, yeah, Robin died.
He died. I want to say about 5-6 years ago.
He was 1-1 in fights.
Yeah, man. Yes, he was. Yes, he.
Damn, was. I ain't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He took my room!
Classic.
By the way, I told Tony C something today.
Oh, he go back on this.
So, you know, Karate Kid trilogy was on again. So the Karate Kid trilogy was on today. And when I tuned in to just catch a couple of seconds of it, it was at the, it was in part two. During the ice breaking scene, and Miyagi comes in and to save Daniel and says, "What are the odds? 3-1 and Miyagi goes, $600 say he break all the blocks. Okay, Chosen couldn't cover the bet, so that's why Sato had to come in and cover the bet. What I want to know is, where did Miyagi get that kind of money?
He probably was the type of devil, spent his money, just saved it.
I have a suspicion that he was extremely cheap. Because he got Daniel. Wait a minute, listen, hear me out. He got Daniel to wash all the cars, do all the repairs in the house, paint the house, build the addition on the house. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to hire anybody to come and do that stuff. He had Daniel do all that stuff for free. Now, granted, that was the payment for training Daniel. I get that. But that's some payment. Okay? I don't care who you are. You build an addition on my house, I want more than just a glass of iced tea. And what else?
But it was also practice.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. And then he had all the these cars that he says he got them from Detroit. Whatever. Tony C says Tony C claims that they were all gifts.
Will to him.
But he fished
by that old man. Well, before he died, he gave them to him.
He fished for his food, so he didn't buy food. He didn't buy help to build his addition or paint his house or paint his fence or sand his deck or wash his cars. You know,
but that room ended up being Daniel's room anyways that he helped build.
And,
so there you go.
And the icing on the cake was that when he was taking that road trip with Hillary Swank, he didn't have the decency to top off the tank. No, he only purchased 10 gallons of gas and 2 candy bars because he knew that his friends up in the monastery would feed Hillary. And then
we know he was tight.
And then when he went bowling with the monks, they didn't go in the car that he was driving when he went up to the monastery. No, he took the monk's car so that he didn't have to pay for gas. He had to use his gas.
We all overthink. You know where he got his money from. He got it from Arnold's.
You're killing the bet. Anyways, no. and then I said, I told Tony C is that, you know, I hope Daniel comes out and talks about him hanging outside the showers. Because that right there is an appropriate behavior.
That really grinds your gears.
Yes, it is. Yes, it does.
He really wanted to see Miyagi brought to justice by hanging outside that damn shower. That's worse than 45 in the damn dressing room. Mm-hmm. The old lady trying to figure out why was he back there.
Exactly.
Why was he hanging by that? By that shower.
Exactly.
Did you get in the shower with him?
Well, they're going to ask. They're going to ask all those questions. You know, did he wash?
He want to see Miyagi deposed.
Did he wash your back?
Nah, he was keeping Daniel safe from retaliation from
Johnny
the
and crew.
And why the hell were there so many people in the shower? That's another issue. I got an issue with. You know,
well, it looked like a prison shower.
Exactly, and you know there weren't that many people in the tournament. And by the time that Daniel wrestled, Daniel fought in the last fight, all the other matches had been long since over. So they should have all been showered already.
It has
I don't know. I just feel that that there's some issues.
Understand why Miyagi was standing so close to that damn shower.
Yeah, exactly. Just hanging out there, watching people come in and out of that damn shower, bare-ass naked. Because it wasn't Daniel LaRusso. It was everybody else that was in that damn tournament that went in there and took a shower. And on top of that, he had a big smile on his face.
Damn, you accused Mr. Miyagi of inappropriate behavior.
Yep.
That's terrible. Well, John Kreese was in there while Terry Silver was taking a bath. What you got to say about that?
He was not.
He was in that hot tub.
No, he was not. He was on the phone. On the phone. Terry Silver was training when John Kreese came in. And John Kreese said,
That was the butler.
Yeah, the butler came in. The secretary, Mike Barnes, came in while he was in the bathtub.
Yeah, Mike. Now, what you got to say about that, Mike Barnes? Terry Silver let Mike Barnes look at his junk.
Mike Barnes was a consenting adult.
Things that make you go, Why was Terry Silver in that a grown man in the hot tub while another two teenage boys, what's his name? Mike Barnes, and what was the other guy's name? His buddy?
Skull.
Skull, exactly. Skull just came out of nowhere. Where the hell was he at? Talk about that. What was Skull doing in the grown man watching grown man take a bath?
I have a hot tub question. Y'all guys, would y'all do hot tub with just nothing but guys?
No.
Hell no.
Why?
Why am I getting hot tub with a bunch of dudes?
It just depends. If it's like a...
Ain't been no damn thing.
If it's like at like a water park and it's out in the open, that's not...
No, there's no hot tubs in a water park.
Regular hot tub at home or at a resort or something. And
no, hell no.
And I don't understand...
You done with this?
Why dudes do the hot tub... Naked, and it's just dudes.
Wow. It's just people that are a little too relaxed.
You sitting in the hot tub with your homeboy, y'all, and then you just be like, why you so far over there?
Exactly.
Then what you gonna do? Odell Beckham Jr.
Then what you gonna do, sir? Why you so far over there? Come this way. Then what do you do?
Oh, man.
What do you do
at that point? Anyways, let's talk some wrestling news. Let me see here.
You gonna play the music?
What music?
Rich Swann and...
Let's talk about Rich Swann.
Poor Rich Swann, man.
So, this man ruined his life. All because he was critiquing his women's wrestling match. You know?
What did he do?
He was being critical of her performance at an independent show.
Okay.
And she didn't take it lightly and. And they got into a spat while he was driving. And when he came to a stop, she got out of the car. And he chased after her and pulled her back into the car.
Oh, it was domestic.
It's domestic.
In a headlock.
Totally
pulled a headlock.
And he threw her back in the car. And last I heard, he was still in jail.
No, he got out yesterday.
Somebody bonded him out.
His new name is Rich Turner.
I got to tell you, though, the internet is mean. So, there was a video that was posted in the group page by Nick German of Rich Swann in a prison suit, and his music is playing. This is a WWE 2K18 video. His music is playing.
Jumpsuit on.
He had a jumpsuit on, and you know what they did? They were playing his music, and they made him use Goldberg's entrance, his walk.
The security guards
escorting him to the ring. Oh my God!
I want to give up the Rich one. Big ups to Rich one. You don't let no woman get out in no car. That, you know, that's dangerous. You know, Ike didn't let Tina get out the car. Sometimes you gotta, you know, let them know. Get your ass back in this car. And Rich Swann is officially an IWO member, is what you're telling me, Double A.
Pretty much. Now, he's suspended from the WWE indefinitely, but he's going to lose his job. You know?
Yeah.
He can only come when they travel to Alabama. He can go.
He's
no, they'll, all right,
that's well, it. You know.
They said Jones taking the lead.
Nah. See, I told Rich not to do that, but he ain't do it right. He supposed to not pull him by the hair. You got to hit on top of the head now. I told him not to do that.
As a result of last night's match on Monday Night Raw, it is now being reported that at the Royal Rumble, it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Kane versus Braun Strowman in a triple threat match.
And Kane taking the pin.
And Kane's taking the fall because it's to keep both Braun and Brock looking strong.
Of course.
So,
well, this is the... What they did... But this is how you know they finna take the belt off Brock. They did the same thing 2 years ago with him, Cena, and Rollins. Mm-hmm. And Rollins took the pin, didn't he? Or was it Cena? This Cena took the pin, right? At Royal Rumble of 2015?
I think so, yeah.
That's when Brock, go ahead. Brock gonna get the layout and be resting. Then come back and win at the end.
Let me.
Brock love the triple threat.
Roman Reigns defeated Triple H to retain the Intercontinental Championship in Abu Dhabi over the last week. And Triple H defeated Jinder Mahal.
Squashed the hell out of him.
And that's that with those. And then they danced, and Triple H pedigreed the Singh brothers. Let me see here. So Mia Khalifa took a shot at the WWE and basically said,
"In relation to Wiz,
what?
In relation to Wiz,
no.
Oh."
She basically took a shot at the WWE and said the WWE is, she has no respect for WWE. I don't think it's a real sport. You go from real fights to wearing sequence unitard and pretending to fight. That's what she said about WWE. Hurricane Helms responded and says, I'm not going to get upset that a porn star doesn't respect pro wrestling. She's entitled to her opinion. Our bodies take a pounding, and well, so does hers.
I want to say, Miss Khalifa, if you don't believe it's real, call Lita and ask her about that.
I think what she was talking about was more of the predetermined thing, but it was a reference to Ronda Rousey going.
Yeah, but still,
and she, I got that, but what she was saying was. She was surprised Ronda didn't get a TV show or something to train people. You know, like a reality TV show.
She still could.
True. But she ain't did nothing in, what, 2 years ever since she got her ass whooped.
Yes, yeah, so same with CM Punk.
Well, so, Punk was different.
You know, but...
Punk got humiliated. Ronda at least had some years being at the top, so... You know...
The Rock announced yesterday that he is having a third daughter. So congratulations to The Rock.
Who's the other daughter by?
He's got two with his current, this is going to be the second one, with his current girlfriend.
He's got one with his
ex-wife. Yeah.
Oh.
Chris Jericho attacked Kenny Omega yesterday at the New Japan Pro Wrestling event in Fukuoka, Japan. Busted Kenny Omega open. And then Omega retaliated by attacking Jericho during a press conference after the event. So that's going to be interesting. Vince McMahon loves the woken Matt Hardy gimmick.
Yeah, I saw that. He likes the fact that he can market it. Mm-hmm. And it's not somebody else's idea, even though it's based on an idea.
I think I hated that promo yesterday. I really did. I did not enjoy it. It's just ridiculous. There's a lot of people that like it, and I don't.
Right now, I think it's funny the back and forth between his craziness. And Bray Wyatt's craziness.
Yeah, but Bray's a little bit more believable.
Exactly. I want to know what Surfer think about his woman and Enzo about to get it on.
Yeah, I hate it.
I think it's pretty funny.
Like, you jealous? They walking around looking like they know the team.
They did that with Tamina.
No, but she's a thick one.
Let me tell you something. If you watched Total Divas this past week, you saw Nia Jax twerking on a boat in a bathing suit.
Oh, man, I got to look that up.
No, did you see that?
Why, They say, no, I need to find that.
I ain't get a chance to see it.
You didn't see it? Oh, that's, my God.
They're saying that
I got to watch it tomorrow night at the Empire.
They're saying they're doing that is because they want to put Nia on 205 so that she won't have to deal with that faction. And neither one of them look weak.
That's fine, but still.
So Enzo about to be her man?
Well, he kind of hinted that maybe they did something already.
Yeah.
She
took him. It's like when Beth Phoenix took Santino.
Yeah, she's smitten by him. Now that's gonna be something right there.
And I found
who was it that Tamina was dealing with?
She may have been dealing with Santino as well.
Santino, yeah.
Oh man, I know. They'll make an all right couple in real life.
Who?
Shout out to Dean and Dean and his wife for that promo.
Yeah.
Looked kind of awkward, but
I know.
They got it.
See, here's Surfer trying to find the video of Nia trying to twerk.
I wasn't looking for it, but I might as well look for it now.
Oh, well. Make sure you don't play the audio over there.
Dean, how do you feel about facing Samoa Joe? He looked like he wanted to just go tell her to make sure dinner ready or something.
Mm-hmm. Order me a pizza. we're in Cleveland. We're almost in my hometown.
Almost in his hometown. Yeah. That damn Dean and Renee.
Maybe he took his mom. Maybe he took her home to say hi to mom.
Is she still on Total Divas?
Who? Renee? No.
Renee.
She hasn't been on. She makes a guest. She'll make like a guest appearance, but as a regular, she hasn't been on.
I need to watch. Because I want to see if Lana and Nia Jax get into it again.
No, this week they don't, but supposedly this coming Wednesday, Natty throws Lana's stuff in the ocean.
Oh, it's those two now. Mm-hmm. So. When is Charlotte Flair going to get on there? So we can look into her life.
Said she doesn't want to go on that show.
I got to tell you what was so ridiculous, though, from last week's episode. So Natty bought a house for her dad and her mom. She bought a house for them.
Oh, I bought them a crib.
And Natty was pissed because they got a dog, and they don't take care of animals too well. Those two, apparently, they let the animals trash the house and all this stuff. But when Natty went over there, she's like, "What the hell is going on here? Like, I don't know. Your dad put something down the garbage disposal." Like, she goes, "Daddy, what did you do?" Like, "I threw the bacon grease down the garbage disposal." And apparently it jammed up the garbage disposal. And they were trying to plunge. And Natty was like, "Damn it, Daddy. This is a brand new house. This shouldn't be happening in a brand new house. Why would you pour bacon grease down the garbage?" Like, she was really getting into them. And then she goes, "Why do I find cigarettes everywhere?" And then she goes into their cabinet and she finds marijuana oil. Like, "What are you doing with this marijuana oil?" "Helps me sleep, Natty." You know, the shit like that they were doing.
Pardon the interruption. Mm-hmm. Damn!
CNN called it for Jones.
It was a full moon.
Oh, he was talking about the Nia Jax video.
Oh, I'm saying CNN projecting that Jones is wanted. Thank God, Alabama. Woo!
No, you got wait to Fox.
You know that. Is that Bernie Sanders right there getting crumped?
It's possible.
Well, they saw that Jones.
Up,
Sanity has come back to America for at least a night.
For real. And it's real. It's finna get real thick now because it's 49-51.
I can't wait to see those Trump tweets.
So Trump gonna have to kiss some 45 gonna have to kiss some real tail.
But you know,
or he's gonna cry. He's gonna cry recount or
that or turtle. Mitch McConnell talking about he's not gonna swear nobody in right away because you know they want to wait till after that they vote that massive tax cut that's gonna screw us all over.
Oh yeah, that's when they all gonna quit. That's when 45 gonna get the hell out of there. Then he don't care. Once he get this tax cut, y'all can impeach me. Hell, I might quit. Mm-hmm. All I want is the money. Mm-hmm. MSNBC ain't called it yet. They still now, say it's too
late. If he just quit, he could like.
Be... Fox has called it. He
could be indicted, but if he cuts a deal where they tell him to walk away and they won't indict him, then you know that's when you go away. This
black dude that be on Fox with a lot of makeup on, looking like Dave Chappelle.
He got a Hispanic name, but he's supposed to be a liberal.
He's a black dude. He looks just like
he's supposed to be a liberal. He's one of those few liberals they let on there so they can try to argue him down. Something Williams is his last name. I'm blanking on it.
I think that's it for news. Yeah. So, last night on Raw, I don't know, man. You can tell that
they're just
trying to get through the end of the year. And nothing special that would dictate that this is WWE week, you know? Which is sad. Whatever. Oh my god, I don't know if I'm gonna finish out the show like this because my foot is just, I'm dying in pain. Any comments on Monday Night Raw?
It was nothing memorable. I mean, we've seen it. Same six people fight, and then the same cruiserweights fight. And then the same females fight. Mm-hmm. And then we got the Braun Strowman-Kane fight, mm-hmm. which, you know, my thing with Braun is they try to make him into this monster. But when he's fighting people like Kane and Big Show, they should get some wins against him. He shouldn't be dominating them, but then here come Roman Reigns just beating him like he's nothing.
That Roman Boomin is their boy. He's the one they're grooming.
He did. He's supposed to be unstoppable, but Brock Lesnar can F-fy him once and get a pin on him.
Well, Boomin gonna kick out the F-5 at Mania.
No, I'm talking about Braun Strowman.
Oh yeah.
Like, it only took one.
They don't care about Strowman.
It only took one F-5 to beat him. He's supposed to be this monster.
Surfer, it's all about Booming, man. They putting all their eggs in that Booming basket. And when he flopped, when he beat Brock at WrestleMania, nobody care. Then what?
And then
they gonna be looking stupid.
And then he's struggling against Cesaro.
Well, Cesaro's struggling to get a good match out of him.
I'm not talking about he had a good match, and I'm just saying, like, he's sitting there having all these close call pins and all beat up because Cesaro's kicking his ass.
Well, that was one thing we didn't talk about, that Sheamus has got spinal stenosis, apparently, and it could force him into retirement. So,
Mm-hmm.
I had to hear that. But, you know, hey, hopefully he made enough money, it won't matter.
That back ain't no joke, man. Yeah. That's
here
to tell everybody. Well,
that's the injury that took out.
What he could damage, or if he stopped,
well,
then he just live a normal life and be cool.
It's the
stenosis is basically arthritis.
Right. It's the same thing that took out Edge and Stone Cold. So
yeah.
But they live normal lives, right, for the most part?
As far as we know.
Yeah. But Edge, you know, he's
basically always going to be in pain.
Edge does his little TV movies, and, you know, Stone Cold, he's still getting drunk and smacking around his woman, so.
But if you mess with that back, man, no fun.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh
man, Double A, you gotta get some pain relief, man.
Yeah, I know. I think I think I'm gonna call it quits here. Next week,
yeah, man.
Yeah, next week it's our last show of the year. We're gonna go out
the winter
style,
finale.
The winter finale. But here's the thing: some shows will still air during the holidays. As far as I know, the Wizards are gonna air through the holidays, so you're gonna get new episodes of The Shining Wizards every Tuesday night through the holidays. As of right now, we are scheduled to come back on the air Tuesday night, January 9th. That's the tentative plan right now. That means we'll be off the air about 3 weeks, two, 3 weeks, something like that. And that'll give us some time to recoup, rest, you know, and plan. You're going to get, now with the Midnight Jury, a part of Rant AM Radio, and their show debuting live on Saturday, January 13th at 8 p.m. It's going to be a monthly live show. We're going to run two marathons for the Midnight Jury. You're going to have one on Christmas Day. We're going to broadcast the five best episodes of the Midnight Jury beginning at midnight on Christmas Day. It'll run for 24 hours. And the same marathon will rebroadcast on New Year's Day, January 1st.
Get acclimated.
What was that?
To get you acclimated.
To get you acclimated, to get you, you know, to get you to have a feel of what the guys sound like and whatnot. We did the same thing last year for the for when the Shining Wizards jumped on board. In addition to that, we're already planning what we're going to do in January. Of course, somebody on this phone opted to remind us that we have a Super Bowl show in February, even though that I only announced the January schedule, but that's neither here nor there. We are going to do something different this year. Because the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw is on Monday night, January 22nd, we are going to have a post show following that night. Because that's going to be a big night. So we're going to do a live post show following the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw. There will be no sports report. However, the night before, on Sunday, January 21st, you are going to have the sports report, and it will be the AFC-NFC Championship post show. William Morgan and Surfer will come on the air and discuss the events of both championship games, and we'll discuss who ultimately will go on to Super Bowl 52, I think it is.
Yes.
Super Bowl 52, which will be on Sunday, February 4th, the week after the Royal Rumble. And, of course, we'll have our standard Royal Rumble coverage, as we always do every year. So we're going to have some interesting things coming up in January. We're going into some details during the holidays and things like that. We'll give everybody abreast of the situation. Next Tuesday, though, final show of the year, I promise you, we're going to have a humdinger of a show. We'll be on the air probably 3 hours next Tuesday night. Surfer, this coming Sunday, is going to do a big blowout for the What Are You Reading comic book show, because that's the last show of the year for him. And he's going to talk everything Star Wars. So you definitely want to tune into that. Let's see what we got here. for the remainder of the week. Thursday, you're going to get a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday, you're going to get a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. It's going to be a new philatorial. The show will be in the can because the boys will be headed up to the Manhattan Center in New York City to go to the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. That'll be this coming Friday night. Then next Friday, Tony C, you can mark it on your calendars. Next Friday night will be the annual Turnbuckle Throwbacks Christmas show. And they've got a lot of big things planned. And their throwback, Starrcade 1997. So you're going to hear it from their side. You've heard it from our side. Now you're going to hear it from Choppy and Phil's side, the events of Starrcade 1997. That'll be their final
when,
show.
When, Friday?
That'll be not this Friday, the following Friday.
The Friday before Christmas.
The Friday before Christmas. That's Friday night.
And I'm calling it in. Hollywood's branch of government will be...
Represented. That's Friday night.
To talk about the justice of that night.
Friday night, December 22nd. That'll be the throwback on Turnbuckle.
Voice will be heard.
And I think that's it, network-wise. I hope everybody's enjoying the new player, and I don't believe we've suffered any downtime. I don't believe the feed has gone out at all since we switched service a few weeks ago. So that's good. And that's that. Any final thoughts here? Because I got to do something about this pain here. I got to see if I can track down a Percocet or something to just take it away. Take it away for the night, you know?
Yeah, for real, because I'm about to pop. I'm about to get on cloud 9, too.
Four Advils, nothing happened. You know, brutal. Anyways, Surfer, any final thoughts with you?
No. Tune in Sunday. I'll be going over my list of comic book movies and probably do a Star Wars special. So
look at that. So
I know if anybody wants to do the Star Wars special with me, let me know.
Well, there you go. With that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Sorry that we're cutting it short, but with this garbage is going on with my foot.
Oh, right. Who's doing what?
I've decided that because there's a very little interest for this pay-per-view, I think we're going to bail on the coverage for the pay-per-view on Sunday. Because really, does anybody care?
No, I'll probably be watching the football game more than anything.
Sir Tony C, do you care about the pay-per-view on Sunday?
No.
Yeah.
You can get ready for the new year, man.
Yeah, there's a lack of interest for the pay-per-view. So we're going to bail on this pay-per-view, and we'll just recap what happened on Tuesday.
Get ready for the Rumble and the 25th anniversary. So.
Exactly. And that's that. So with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live for Tony C, Dr. Doom, and Surfer. I am AA. We'll see you next Tuesday night for the final edition of The Rant of 2017 right here. On Rant AM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.